Welcome to the Mr. Skin Podcast, your weekly dose of what's new and what's nude in movies, TV, and Hollywood's sexiest stars. Now get ready for your host, the world's foremost authority on celebrity nudity, Mr. Skin.
Legendary Mr. Skin.
Mr. Skin.
MrSkin.com.
Skin, everybody.
Coast to coast, from Los Angeles, Chicago, and New York, it's the Mr. Skin Podcast with your hosts, Mr. Skin and Andrea Lowell. We want to hear from you. Call the show and leave us a voicemail at 484-SKIN-POD. Find all things Mr. Skin Podcast online at MrSkinPodcast.com.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Mr. Skin Podcast, sponsored by StreamAid.com, the global leader in live streaming, with the hottest porn stars and amateurs broadcasting live directly from their bedroom to yours. StreamAid creates a totally unique and intimate experience where you get to direct the show however you want. With an endless variety of performers, you're sure to find your perfect match on StreamAid.com. The question is, are you ready? Hey Skin, how are ya?
Doing great, Andrea. How are you?
Fantastic. Always excited to talk to you every week.
Yes. And of course, this is another week chock full of TV nudes. And we might as well get started right away.
Sure.
I forgot to mention last week that Ballers and from HBO and The Affair from Showtime were going to premiere Sunday night.
Yeah.
And Ballers left us with some blue ballers. There was no nudity this week. But The Affair, which is in its its fifth and final season, had a really outstanding episode one. Now, you were into The Affair for a while. Did you watch it at the beginning when it started?
I watched like episode or two, and it didn't resonate with me, just to be honest. Yeah. I wasn't feeling it. But we've talked about it on the show a few times, and that was okay for me.
Oh, yeah. Well, it started way back in 2014?
Yeah.
And it actually, I always said this when I've talked about this through the years. So it started in 2014, and it stars this guy, Dominic West, who plays Noah. And he's married to Helen, played by Maura Tierney. And back in the very first episode of 2014, he was like a New York City school teacher and a budding novelist. And his wife came from a wealthy family, and they were married like 20 years, and they had four children. And they walk into this restaurant. They're visiting in Long Island, Montauk. I think that's how you say it. And it's it's like the Hamptons type of place.
Right.
And her parents live there. So they're visiting, and they go to this restaurant, and he sees this waitress played by Ruth Wilson, and you don't think much of it at first, but next thing you know, she has some issues of her own, but they are meeting and hooking up, and this guy's like been married 20 years, has four kids. You're introduced to the kids. So to a guy like me who's married and has kids, that was like a powerful scary thing. It was like the things guys do to screw up their great situations.
Yeah,
just to have sex.
That, Skin? What's up with that? Break it down.
I don't mean to speak for all guys, but no, it's just like there was some realism to it.
Right,
it was
right.
It was compelling and all that other stuff. But what also was great about the show in that first year is it had some really nice nude scenes and sex scenes and all that. Well, fast forward to Sunday night, last night, the fifth season premiere, we see Allison, played by Ruth Wilson, is no longer on the show.
Oh.
And, you may or may not know why. Mm-hmm. And then Dominic West wasn't supposed to, but he showed up last night. He had left season four, kind of taken off in his car. We're thinking we're never going to see him again. But it's just a much different show now. And they even have this weird thing where, and I'm happy about it because I love Anna Paquin, but
yeah,
they got Anna Paquin on the show, and she's playing Joshua Jackson and Allison, Ruth Wilson's daughter. But it's fast forwarded 20 years. So they're jumping back and forth 20 years into the future and current day. And it's just different.
That sounds cool.
The show about an affair five years later is just changed entirely. But I have to tell you,
yes,
in spite of all that, last night featured great nudity from Anna Paquin, great nudity from Maura Tierney, who's 53 years old, by the way.
What?
And even Emily. Yeah,
with she's boobs 53. Like that? Okay.
I know, aren't they great?
Yeah.
And, you know, she was big in the 90s with News Radio?
Yep.
And I got to tell you, and nobody is more of Anna Paquin fan than me, you know, from True Blood.
Right.
Who personally endorsed Mr. Skin on talk shows, yeah, and on Twitter. Uh-huh. And she's been really cool to us. So that was great to see. And she had this really hot interracial scene where she was nude. But just a... And oh, and I also forgot Emily Browning, who I've talked to before from a bunch of movies.
Emily Browning's in this?
Yes, she was nude, except we're pretty confident they were prosthetics because she's supposed to be pregnant. And she had... so we think that the stomach and the breasts were... Well, we know the stomach was, but the breasts, too, were prosthetic, plastic fantastics, if you will. But anyway, but it was loaded with nudity. And so, like I said, in spite of how the show has just gotten weird, in my opinion, like I dropped out after about a year and a half, yeah, season and a half.
Way longer than me. I give you props, man.
But it still has great nudity. And I do know, because I see message boards and I see read reviews and stuff. There's still a lot of people that have stuck through this through the first four seasons and are waiting to see how this all wraps up. But I got to tell you, what a great first episode as far as nudity goes. And we're big fans of the affair for the nudity here at MrSkin.com.
I love that. We're big fans for the nudity. But you're telling me everything I'm looking at right now, all these images, that's all from episode one?
Yeah, and here's the cool thing. This is already a Hall of Fame title at MrSkin.com because of their first four seasons, but based on the Showtime TV mature warnings,
yes,
we are pretty confident as we look ahead that episodes 3, 4, 5, and 6 should have some pretty scintillating stuff. So I will keep
excellent
you posted,
yes,
on that. So look, it's looking like they're going to go out with a bang, Andrea, if you will. So.
Yes, and especially if it's more Anna Paquin and more Emily Browning. You know, those are my two standouts, so for sure.
Yeah, and listen, you know, this is like a fun bag forecast where we don't know for sure, but it's looking like there'll be a lot of nudity. But mm-hmm, don't forget, Anna Paquin did some fantastic nudes in True Blood mm-hmm through the years, so she's not afraid to do nudity.
Right on.
Anyway, so some other things television-wise I wanted to talk to. Like I said, nothing from Ballers last night, but The Affair was fantastic. 13 Reasons Why is a Netflix series that last Friday they released season 3, and it's based on a book, and it's executive excuse me it's executive produced from Selena Gomez, which is pretty interesting.
Okay.
And the show's about this girl, she commits suicide, and then this guy, it's his quest, I think his name's Dylan Minetti, and it's his quest to find out why she died. And they're in their third season, and there's not 13 reasons why we like this show, because they haven't had that much nudity. In fact, the first season had one nude scene.
Oh, wait, is this set in high school?
Yeah.
I've seen this. Okay.
Yeah. And the first season had no nudity. The second season had one nude scene. And we went through the whole, last Friday, we went through the whole third season. And this Alice Chabot showed her butt. And I did want to bring it up because it's a big show. Yeah, there's a lot of people that dig this show. It hasn't been great as far as nudity goes, but 13 Reasons Why, there was one reason to watch it, the third season, and it was this really nice Alicia Beau nude scene. She takes off her clothes in front of a mirror and cries, and those tears turn to joy when she begins to masturbate in bed. And later, we get like a montage of her sexual escapades, and she has sex with this guy named Justin on the show in a storage room, and we get to see Bud, and there's some bondage, and she sits on top of him in lingerie, and it's a new debut from Alicia Beau, but really good stuff. And we heard recently that 13 Reasons Why will be back for a fourth season, and maybe we'll get even more nudity in season four. So anyway, that came out on Friday, August 23rd.
Cool.
And yeah, so it's pretty cool.
I should probably continue watching that then.
Yeah. So did you watch it early on?
Yeah, someone had recommended it. I don't really like stuff that's set, you know, for teenagers, you know what I mean? But
no, I know.
It was kind of interesting. I was curious what was going to happen each new episode. I wasn't like hooked on it, but you know, I'm always looking for something to watch. And when you already dedicate your energy to an entire season, you almost feel obligated to finish it out. So,
no, I know. Yeah. And that's kind of a I run into that problem a lot. Like, I'll watch a show that has a good first season, and then it, you know, maybe it, pretty good second season. So now you're two seasons in, and yeah, then they come out with the third season, and it's kind of crappy.
Like,
and then you're like,
kind of.
Damn it! Yeah, then you're like, damn it! I've already invested all this time.
Yeah,
Yeah, and you know, we'll see. And you know, 13 Reasons Why. You're right. It's a teen based show, I guess. But you know, look at what Euphoria on HBO.
Well, that's
it kind of upped the bar on teen shows in terms of sex and nudity, and hopefully some of these other shows will follow suit. So anyway, yeah, so 13 Reasons Why, we went through that on Friday, sharing it for this update today.
And now it's time for our StreamMate Campstar Spotlight of the Week, and we'd love to welcome a busty, bisexual, sweet, and petite Gloria Lamore to the Mr. Skin Podcast. Hey, Gloria.
Hello, Angela. How are you? It's Gloria.
I'm so good. I cannot stop staring, well, at your boobs, but your pictures, because I was trying to put my finger on who you looked like celebrity-wise, yes. And I think I have figured it out.
Okay, let's see what your thoughts are.
It's Jada Pinkett, yes! plus Tandy Newton, plus Lisa Bonet, if they had a love child baby with big, big-ass titties.
Huge boobs. I hear that constantly. You totally hit the nail on the head. Absolutely.
Well,
every
Andrea,
single through all three of those, I hear that constantly.
Really?
Over and over again.
Okay.
And Andrea, yeah, that makes sense, because when I look at her pictures, I have a bone.
An extra large bone, I know.
Well, if anyone knows extra large, it's you. Let's just talk about them titties, girl. You probably have the biggest boobs I've seen in the past decade, and I am loving them. But the fact is, you have these gargantuan tatas, but you are tiny.
I know. They look even bigger in real life. I know.
Oh,
I'm like a size zero.
Yes.
Probably 100 pounds and like 10 pounds of boobs. It's like, it's insane. I'm like a 30E, which like to find that size is impossible, because usually an E cup, you're like 40, your back is like much bigger. And
right.
I'm like super, I'm like literally tits on a stick, and that's the look I was looking for. Literally tits on a stick, and I am so glad that's what I was able to achieve, because that's the look I wanted to look like. Tits on a stick, literally
love
tits
it.
On a stick.
I mean, like, I might have to steal that line. Now I've been, you know, looking at your Twitter. I'm looking at your StreamMate profile. Both are excellent, by the way. I don't know where I found it. It might have been your Twitter. You said you had 1,400 cc's for your boobies. That is huge. Normally, just people get like 300, 500, and those are massive.
Yes.
So I don't even know if you are any. I think you're like a Z.
And I'm gonna go bigger.
Okay, give us a lowdown on this, because we have so many, you know, listeners to the show that love big, huge boobs.
Yeah.
So how big can you go, and what can your little tiny body support? Like, what makes sense, and how big are you planning?
my surgeon, he's hilarious. He's always amazed. So the first time I met him, he's like, you're so tiny, we're probably only going to get 1,000, Gloria. Mm-hmm. And so I remember I woke up from my surgery with him, and he's like, I just kept pumping you up, Gloria. He's like, I just kept pumping. I'm like, she could take more. Like, my nurses are just like, whoa. Keep going. He just kept pumping me up. He's like, okay, we're gonna stop at 1400. He's like, the right one, I put 1450. He's like, I think you could take more. He's like, but I think I'm gonna stop. So my fifth job, this will be my fifth one with him.
Whoa.
He doesn't even know. He's like confused. I have him. This surgeon is like, Gloria, I'm just gonna just keep pumping you up. He said, he can't give me an idea because he just says my chest cavity and my skin is so pliable, surprisingly, for being so thin.
Wow.
He's just like, I'm just going to pump you up, Gloria. And we don't know what the number is. He's thinking he can get another 1,000 cc's in there. So I'll
my God.
A size 0, 2450 will be is my goal. I think he can do more. I said, there's no limit. I'm like, push that skin. That skin, I'm like, doctor, I'm like, push it, Mr. Skin, right? I'm like, expand that skin. I want it like stretched out to like, yeah, where I could
barely. It's so funny, Gloria, because when you're talking, I'm like, are you like giving me phone sex right now? Or are you talking about a procedure?
I know.
You're like, stuff it more, just a little bit more. Like, wait, what's happening here?
Let's pump it up, darling.
Is there anything that you can't make sexy? Because I just got a little turned on listening to you talk about surgery.
I know everything. I can totally sexualize everything.
I love that.
I used to work in finance and I would be like the phone operator. Mm-hmm. And I'll never forget like recording everyone's voicemails. People thought they were calling a sex phone service.
Girl, if they only knew who they were talking to, if they could see you, that'd be crazy. So tell me about your StreamMate shows. What do you like to do with your fans?
Well, I am very big on talking. My forte is talking dirty. I love being very filthy. I use profanity. I have a filthy mouth. I love to curse, but I'm like the like politically correct cursor. Like, you know, like, I'm just like, oh my God, like, can I curse? I don't even know if I can curse on this. But like when I say like fuck and like cock and like tits, they're just like, you say tets. Like, people don't say T-E-T-S. They say T-I-T-S.
Yeah.
So like, I feel like I'm like this, like, I don't know, like very bougie whore. like the housewife slut.
I love
like
it.
Like the one that goes to the country club that wants to just suck all day. So like, I'm very verbal. Like, I love descriptive. I love being very like dirty. Like, I'm a master at dirty talking. I love my tits. So anything from like the waist up, eye contact, spitting, oil. I love like messy shows. So yeah. I'm one of those dirty girls. Like, my room is never clean. There's always like oil and like you know, coconut oil. There's always like olive oil. There's, you know, spit everywhere. There's feathers. I mean, beads, like anything. I'm the girl that's like super dirty. Like, my body is always a mess during my shows. I never look clean and prissy, I guess is the word.
I mean, you start out that way though, because I see a lot of your pictures from like stills from when you're about to do a show. And you're like the sweetest.
When you see my end shift picture, I'm usually in the shower. And like, you see my makeup is off, my lipsticks, my eyelashes are off. I'm like, what a great day, guys.
You know, guys love that though, when there's mascara all over the face, because they know that they did a good job. Now,
with
boobs as big of yours, do you feel like some fans can't even handle it? They don't even know what to do?
Do with it, yeah. All the time. But surprisingly, a lot of fans know exactly what to do. That's the shocking part. Like, I feel like online, if you're in my room, you know exactly what to do with tits my size. So you would think like people would be surprised when they see me. The guys that come into my shows, they know exactly what they want. I want you to jump up and down, slap your titties, time, you know, do all this stuff. They know exactly what they want. In real life, like, I feel like when in my dating world, people don't know what to do with my tits.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I would be lost.
Yeah.
So you, pretty much all day long, you're bouncing your tits, you're slapping your tits, you're rubbing, you're twisting, you're doing all this stuff. Do your tits ever need a break?
Yes, they do. Oh, my God. Yes, they do. So I have to massage my tits like every day. So
I feel like you can charge for that show too. I do a little tit R&R. Give me $10. I just watch.
I even use Icy Hot, to be honest.
No.
I'll rub Icy Hot.
No.
I'm not kidding you. I'll go right to the drugstore and they think I'm weird because I'm going to muscle medication.
For your Icy titties. Hot.
Like Ben Gay, I'll go and I'll get that and I'll rub it on my titties sometimes because they're so sore. But I love sore feeling. That means that, you know, I did good.
Okay, Gloria, we're almost out of time. Yeah. What is your absolute, if you had to pick one thing you could ever do on camera one last time, what would you choose?
A bukkake show.
Ooh!
Yeah, isn't that crazy? Line the guys up around the block. One by one. Blast me. I swear.
I'm loving that.
I know. Is that crazy? In my face and in my hair everywhere.
Yeah, because apparently you like it when you get all tore back.
I love it. I love it. I love the feeling of just being used, just being a hoe, just being free, I guess, in a way. Just line everybody up. Let them line up around the block, get tickets. I swear. I think if I could do that, I would absolutely set that up. I totally would.
Hey, you set that up, I'll buy a ticket. All right. So Everyone needs to check
you
out.
You will guess first dibs, I promise you.
Thanks, baby. Everyone needs to check out Gloria Lamour. She's on Twitter at her name, Gloria Lamour. And of course, on StreamMate, find her, Gloria Lamour _official. She is amazing. And we only got just a taste of her. So go check her out. And thanks for joining the show, Gloria.
Thank you very much, Gloria, for having me. Have a great day.
You too.
Okay, bye.
Bye, honey.
And there was some other cool stuff that happened while we were gone, Andrea.
Okay.
That show, Why Women Kill, is only two episodes in, but it's very intriguing to us here because, don't forget, it's from CBS All Access, Strange Angel, The Good Fight. It's CBS's pay version where you get no commercials and nudity all wrapped in the one. And, this Why Women Kill is the show I mentioned last week where it's about a housewife in the 60s played by Jennifer Goodwin, a socialite in the 80s played by Lucy Liu, and this today a lawyer in today's 2019 played by Kirby Howell Baptiste. And there was this great nude scene. Unfortunately, it was a body double, but Jennifer Goodwin, it was so sexy. She's a 60s housewife. That's why this was sexy. So she's kind of annoyed that her husband didn't notice her new dress. So she just takes it off and all her underwear off and walks towards him completely naked. Mm. So it's a hot nude scene, but my content department is very confident that Jennifer Goodwin did not do that scene. It's a body double. And that was kind of a bummer, but it was a very sexy scene. But what also by the way, if you want to see her real butt, she was in that show. Remember Big Love? Well, you probably remember this
because it was about Mormons. Yeah, I actually really
liked
that show.
Yeah, it was about Mormons.
Yeah.
And, that was on HBO about 10 years ago or so, or 8 years ago. And she showed her butt in that, but this, we're pretty confident, was a body double, but a really sexy scene. But then, I'm a big Alexandra Daddario fan. Well, she got in a bikini in the first episode. And then in this episode, this Kirby Howell Baptiste, who's the lawyer from 2019, and Alexandra Daddario are in bikinis in the hot tub.
Oh, yeah.
And then this guy joins them, Eli Cohen, Reed Scott joins them. And then later they have a threesome. Now, it wasn't the kind of good threesome where we see great nudity, but it was very, very hot. And I was talking to my content department about it. I don't have the vibe that Alexandra Daddario is going to get nude in this. I just don't have that vibe.
Man,
but,
yeah.
But I don't mind the three ways, the bikinis, the sex, and yeah, it's pretty cool. So we'll keep you we'll keep you posted on this, but Why Women Kill, CBS All Access, which is a station that, you know, is not afraid to do some nude scenes. We've seen it in lots of shows, even this one, though it was a body double. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. And it's on Thursday nights, and they just air. They don't release all the episodes at once. You got to kind of wait week by week. But we'll keep you posted. And it definitely has some actresses that we're big fans of here at MrSkin.com.
Absolutely. And what I think is so fun about this is because, you know, Alexandra Daddario is a little bit more clothed. And by a little bit, I mean what you said, bikinis and water and sheets, because she's having threesomes in bed. I get a focus on how actually pretty she is. I'm looking at her face finally. And I'm like, wow, she's really pretty. I was just staring at her boobs before in a rear burger. Yep. So I'm liking it. The different sides of Alexandra.
Oh, she's cute. She has beautiful eyes.
They're
too.
Gorgeous. Gorgeous.
Yeah, she's really, really gorgeous. And this is the first lesbian makeout for Alexandra Daddario. So it's a great moment in Skinstery. So I just wanted to make sure you're aware of that. But, you know, again, we're still waiting on her movie to come out where she's supposed to be very, very naked, even better than True Detective, but we'll keep you posted on that. So,
cool.
Anyway, a couple other things I want to talk to you about. Do you remember Hilary Duff from Lizzie McGuire?
Yeah, she was a little bit like behind my time, but I definitely knew who she was. I saw her like, you know, on posters at the mall and whatever else. So yeah, I definitely know who she is.
So this kind of flipped me out. And the reason I'm going to talk about this update from TV Land, a show younger. Hilary Duff is already 31 years old.
No.
Like, how the hell did that? I know, it's so weird.
Hilary Duff is like 12 in my mind.
I know, it's so weird. But she's 31 years old now, and there's a show younger. They're in their sixth season. It was the 10th episode on TV Land last Wednesday. But this caught my eye when I was looking at the updates because of who it was and the scene. But she was doing a kind of taking a sexy video for her boyfriend. So she opened her opened her shirt, exposing her bra, but you saw a lot of boobie. I was like, whoa, I can't believe Hilary Duff. She looks great. I thought it was a really sexy scene. It, of course, again, it's not nude, but I thought it was pretty
it's
hot
as
stuff.
Close as Hilary Duff is going to get to nude. Let's be real.
Well,
yeah,
she's getting, you know, no, she's getting up, you know, 31 years old. Maybe we'll, you know, you want to get, you don't want people to think that you're 12 years old anymore.
That's
do a nude
true.
Scene, you
That's
know?
True. And, you know, to stay relevant, I would love to see what she looks like, you know, in the buff. So we'll see.
Yeah, Duff in the buff.
Yeah, yeah, baby.
But yeah, if you look at the pics from our website, man, when I first looked at it, I was like, wait, I mean, we're like a fraction of an inch from nip there to make it a full.
Yes. It's real close to that line.
I mean, seriously. So yeah. Anyway, I just thought that was really cool. You could check it out at MrSkin.com. Hilary Duff exposing full-on bra, but very close to boob in season 6, episode 10 of Younger on TV Land, where, you know, how the hell are we taping stuff from TV Land? But we do.
Yeah.
I don't know. My guys are rock stars. So
yes.
Now to a show that has tons or had some really great nude scenes that, you know, I talk to you about this a lot where Netflix will just bring shows from other countries over and it's like, whoa, what's this new show? So my guys have to go through everything. And last Friday, they introduced a new show, or I think it was August, so it was probably about a week and a half ago, a show called 45 RPM from Spain.
Okay.
And it's about the 1960s, in Madrid, this music producer launches a rock and roll label, and it's about this new label in the 1960s in Madrid. And what caught my eye is, I don't even know if I'm pronouncing her name right, Guamor Puerta, but oh my God, does she have some great breasts. And there was a scene in this new series, just season one, 45 RPM is the show on Netflix, where she was, I guess she was in bed with some guy she was hooking up with, and she's like, you know, in her teens or early 20s, and they kind of like passed out and she's freaking out because she thinks her parents are going to catch her. And how great's that rack from this this actress, Guillermo Puerta.
Guillermo. She's amazing. And yeah. I don't know how old she is in real life. Yeah, how old she is in real life. But her boobs are playing 19 real nicely.
Oh my God.
They're
yeah.
so perky. I'm like blown away right now. And she's super cute too. I'm loving yeah. this. Really good
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, it's really cool. Yeah, and again, our, you know, and Netflix isn't, it's one of the weaknesses of Netflix. I think their search, when you try to just search for things to watch, it's kind of, it's always been a little tough. But then you never know when these shows, like you don't have any, there's not like a thing 3 months in advance where they talk about shows that are coming and you could kind of plan for this stuff. It's uh-huh. just all of a sudden our guys are going through the new, you know, what's new, and you find the show, and then we got to kind of skinvestigate what it's all about.
Well,
so
I'm skinvestigating, yeah. however you say her name, Guermar, Goom, whatever. She's 27, and oh, yeah. her boobs, I mean, 27-year-olds obviously have perky boobs, but her boobs are looking 19, 18.
Yeah, well, she's playing a younger
yeah. so it's
you
perfect.
Know, actress, so yeah.
I mean, so, she anyway. Looks incredible.
Oh yeah, so I am a big fan, and mm-hmm. these are probably the best breasts of today's update. So the show's 45 RPM. You can check it out at MrSkin.com, our new update. And then I got some other.
Wheel of Skin.
Ah yes. Every week I forget about this Wheel of Skin, but this is the part of the show where. Where CP, the EP, spins the Wheel of Skin. We have over 30,000 actresses at MrSkin.com. And I, of course, am Pat Sajakoff. You are?
Vagia White.
Yeah, and this is a Merck and Griffin production. And CP spins the wheel and pulls up an actress that he thinks would be, he wants to know. And in a lot of cases, you don't know the actress, and I could share her skinography. But for the audience, it's he'll pull up an actress, and I kind of go down her skinography and share that with the audience. So, CP, go ahead and spin the wheel.
Okay. We have Robin Givens.
Oh, okay. You know Robin Givens, right?
Okay. Is okay. Robin Givens, is she like a former MTV VJ and also like Mike Tyson's ex?
Yes.
Is that okay? I was like, either
well,
I know
Tyson,
or I don't know.
I'm trying to remember. Was she on MTV? Is it?
I don't know. I thought that was her. How did they meet?
Well,
wasn't
she
famous
was on,
before they met?
Yeah, she was on Head of the Class, which was a
okay. Maybe it wasn't MTV.
It was like the anti Welcome Back Cotter show, because like Welcome Back Cotter in the 70s was all the stupid guys, and then Head of the Class was like the cream of the crop, like the smart students, you know, that they were sectioned off to be in the advanced classes. And it was a popular show from like 1988 or so till
okay.
you know, the middle of or to like the early 90s. But you're right about that, and I was, when I heard the name, the first thing I thought about was Mike Tyson, because
yeah.
she was married to him when he was like at that height of his fame, like he was, and before like he was super, you know, before the rape and all the craziness that happened,
yeah.
like he was, you know, the Michael Jordan of boxing, and he was mm-hmm. you know, a huge, huge celebrity, and she married him in like, I want to say like 89 or something, and then they were only married for a year, and it was, you know, a horrible marriage, but for a while she was super famous because she was married to Mike Tyson, you know,
right?
And she's really hot, and I read about her once where her she was raised by her mom, and her mom like encouraged her. She sounded like a really intelligent and obviously attractive you know, person who became an actress and got into some really cool shows throughout the years, but I think Head of the Class would probably be her biggest, you know, of all the shows, you know, that she was in, which was probably the most popular.
Okay.
And what people would know her from, but obviously the Mike Tyson thing. But more importantly, if you want to know, Andrea, has Robin
yeah.
Givens
what
ever
I really
been
care
naked?
About.
And what do you think is the answer to Robin Givens?
Well,
has she been nude?
Knowing, just as an insider, that she's done Playboy, I would guess Yes.
Yeah. Well, after Head of the Class, literally like a year or two after, she did two movies. And it's weird about her. Like, and actresses will do this where there'll be like a 1 or 2 year window where they just decide, I'm going to let my freak flag fly and just do some nude scenes.
Right.
And hers was like 1991, 92. She did A Rage in Harlem with Forest Whitaker, that movie in 1991, where she had a great butt scene that I loved. And that was the first time we saw her nude. And then the next year, she did a movie. And by the way, Eddie Murphy, it's funny because he's right now like trending in Twitter because they announced that he's going to host Saturday Night Live, which is a big deal because he's kind of been a little reclusive.
But right.
She was in this movie Boomerang with Eddie Murphy, and at the hour and 2 minute mark, I think it's her best nude scene where you see her topless. She's in bed with Eddie Murphy, and
this is hot.
He pulled it up. Okay,
oh
good.
Yeah, CP sending me all the good stuff.
Yeah. So, and I think I even this week, it's funny that interesting you pulled this up because I was debating whether to put her in the updates this week because there's a show on the OWN network where called Ambitions where she was in a bra and I was like, dude, she's looking great. She's in her 50s now, man, and
she
looks awesome.
Better now, I think.
Yeah, and I know my kids are big Riverdale fans when that was out, and I think it's still going, but Riverdale, she was on Riverdale for a bunch of episodes, so she's still like working and still
good for
you know,
her,
because
it's so hard when you go through like public controversy, you know what I mean? And especially when you're going up against, you know, someone like Tyson, even though he's completely wrong, but it's just hard to kind of reclaim yourself and your position in Hollywood after you've been kind of, you know, drugged through over the coals. So I'm happy for her. I'm glad she's had sustained work, and I'm glad she's given us such killer nudes. This sex stuff with her and Murphy is killing me right now. I've never seen any of this. And this ass looking in A Rage in Harlem.
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
No, it's hot stuff.
It's
and
hot.
It's Forrest Whitaker getting a little ass looking in. But yeah, I forgot about
that.
The ass looking.
That's Forrest Whitaker.
Yeah. If you don't mind Forrest Whitaker's tongue dangling over her ass, it's a super hot scene.
Well, his eyes are cut out, so I can handle it.
Yeah. But no, it's a great question. And she is sexy and definitely definitely worthy of a Wheel of Skin update, Robin Givens. So great question from CP. And Andrea, I have a couple things I wanted to get to you real quick. You know,
said it.
I talked to you about, it was like a month or 6 weeks ago about Maya Hawke, who's Uma Thurman and Ethan Hawke's daughter.
Yeah.
And she got really big on that show Stranger Things because she showed up in season 3, and you know when you're on Stranger Things you become very famous very fast, and she just showed up she was playing a flower child in the new Quentin Tarantino movie Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. So at our website we've been getting a lot of inquiries about Maya Hawke, as has she ever been naked, and she hadn't until last week.
Oh,
out of the blue.
Until last week. Okay.
Well, we don't usually talk on the podcast about music videos, but she put out this music video called To Love a Boy, and she's the singer. She's not like an actor in it. She's the singer. And in the music video, she got completely naked and dove into the water and showed. Well, here's the thing. I was talking to Joey in content. If this was a better quality vid, like if it was high res, I think we would have saw back burger.
Oh.
But she's just completely naked, dives into the like the ocean, and you get a great butt shot of Maya Hawke. I was blown away. It is her new debut, and it's her in her own video that she created where she sings. And I didn't even put the volume on. I just watched the video. And
I know. I'm
what
like, she's
great,
singing? Okay.
I don't care. But what a great nude scene. It was awesome. And supposedly she has a pretty good voice. So I'll go back and listen, watch the nude
maybe
scene
maybe
with
I'll
the
listen.
Sound up. But I was blown away by that. That was awesome.
That's awesome. You know, huge Uma Thurman fan, huge Ethan Hawke fan. So obviously, by nature, I'm a huge Maya Hawke fan. We know, we've talked before, she has her mom's beauty. She has her mom's boobs. And now it's just like we get to see little snippets of her naked. I think in this music video, I see some really good side swinging action from her boobies.
I know. Like you said, swingers.
Little rear burger. Obviously, if it was a cleaner, if it was shot in a different way, we'd get a more clear view. But I'll take it because it's showing that she's willing to get naked, and her career's only just begun. So I'm super amped on Maya Hawke. I'm going to keep my eyes peeled on
her. Yeah, it's pretty cool. She's like definitely in the top 20 most searched actresses at her website right now, which is pretty big. But you could see what I'm talking about. Like if they didn't do that overlay and it was more of a high def bright day, we would have got rear burger in that dive, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
All right. So, last thing I wanted to talk to you about is something I'm very, very proud of my crack staff, here at MrSkin.com. And I knew this was coming. I didn't know, yesterday on Sunday, actually, I was doing some work and I go to MrSkin.com and on the front page, you know, it's funny. I've been doing this 20 years, but I'm to the point now where I trust my team. They work, they have these meetings and they put together these great promotions and ideas, and they're always trying to come up with, you know, new content and new, just fun things for the website. And I knew this was coming. What I didn't realize is it was going to launch this weekend. But so I'm at the site on Sunday and I look and I see this thing from MrSkin.com, a history of Hollywood hair down there.
Love it.
What happened is, and we did this, and I knew they were working on it for a long time, but I am so just proud of my team for this. So they analyzed over 1,000 celebrities and 2,100 full frontal scenes from the history of movies and television from like the 70s, 80s, 90s, and to the present day. And they did, and you like this, the ultimate celebrity pie chart, Andrea, where we there's four different ways you could go here. You either had full bush, a trim triangle, a landing strip, or a Brazilian, which is bald.
Okay.
And they literally looked at 2,100 full frontal scenes, 1,000 celebrities.
What a painful
job. Came up with this pie chart and graphs and
I'm dying of a pie chart.
I am so proud. You got
to
see if you.
I'm looking at it. Incredible. I'm so happy that I actually know every single actress and scene that is referred to because you and I talk about all this so much.
What they did is they used today's A-listers, you know, or over the last like 15 to 20 years. You know, we didn't get too obscure with this. Just to give you an idea of what are the, like under the full bush actresses that have shown full bush in a movie such as Jennifer Connelly in Requiem for a Dream, Halle Berry in Monsters Ball, Heather Graham in Boogie Nights, Eva Green in The Dreamers, Eva Mendes in Training Day are some great examples. And then they have the Trim Triangle group, which is like Scarlett Johansson in Under the Skin, Selma Hayek in Ask the Dust, even Alexandra Daddario in True Detective.
We're not talking what's the extra uncredited actress in season 4 of, you know.
No.
These are the A-list of pubic hairstyles.
And then they have the landing strip girls like Dakota Johnson, Elizabeth Berkley from Showgirls. Then they go with the Brazilian, the balds, and you get like Margot Robbie in The Wolf of Wall Street and Rosario Dawson in Trance, which is, if you haven't seen that scene, that'll blow your mind. Even Emily Ratajkowski from Treats Magazine. So really a cool thing. And then they went and showed 5 decades of celeb trim trends. Pube popularity over the years, where you could see that, like in the 70s, 90% of full frontal scenes, 90% were full bush. And then you look in the 80s, it was about 78%. By the 90s, it went down to like 42%.
Today, it is
about 25% is full bush. And then if you look like bald was almost non-existent in the 70s to where today, almost 30% of vagina shots are bald or waxed, and it's pretty amazing. And like you said, they literally looked at 2,100 full frontal scenes to make this calculation. And I don't know if this has ever been done before, Andrea. This is a true pie chart.
No, you guys are always the first to do everything. Let's be real. I mean, this is incredible. Now, refresh my memory, because I don't... What scene is Emilia Clarke showing a bald, you know, cooch in Game of Thrones? I don't remember.
In the first season, when you watch the nude scenes, you could see that she is the one where she's getting into the hot tub, or not hot tub, but whatever they'd call it back then, like hot the hot spring. Water. Oh my God! Yeah, it's
mineral well.
Yes, it's pretty amazing stuff, and it's and even when in subsequent episodes when she, you know, people forget that she did. She had like that long gap, no pun intended, between...
Yes, tell us about it.
She went like a couple of years of no nudes, and then she rebounded in season 7 with some great nudity. But yeah, it's pretty amazing the work these guys did. You forget about some of these nude scenes that some of these actresses did. It's really, really great stuff.
CP is really on top of things today. He just sent me the still picture of Emilia Clarke, and it's so funny because it happened so long ago on Game of Thrones. I don't remember this scene at all. And you would think me, of all people, would remember this scene. So that's why I'm so grateful for MrSkin.com, because I don't have to remember. I can just, you know, it's a click away.
Yeah, because if you remember in the first season where she... I said hot tub, but, you know, it's medieval
it's like
times, so whatever it is,
something.
A hot bath. Yeah, you get, she's sideways and fully nude, and we freeze framed it, and she's got a shaved pie. So
which is very
amazing.
Bold for whatever time that was. What, 2000? I don't even, 500, I don't know.
Yeah, right. Who was shaving pubes back then? So, anyway, but yeah, it's pretty awesome. And
cool.
I wanted to share that with you. And
I
was
it.
On the radio and a bunch of shows this morning, and all the radio guys really dug it. And anyway, very proud of the Mr. Skin team. Andrea and I wanted to share with you,
well, thank you.
Celebrity Bush, a history of Hollywood hair down there. You could see that right on the front page of MrSkin.com when you have a chance.
Very cool. Loving it.
Yeah, good stuff. So next week, we're as usual, there's going to be a lot of probably new stuff to talk about. I'm done with saving stuff for the following week,
because
you know, I used to worry, I'm not gonna have enough stuff to talk about on the next podcast, so I might hold some stuff back. Andrew, there's no holding back anymore.
Ooh,
there's
I
just so
that.
Much well there's just so much content now, I gotta get it in or it becomes old nudes, if you will. So anyway, we'll have a lot to talk about next week, and it'll be another stellar week in nudity, I promise. So.
Oh, well, I know it is, as long as you're in charge. Well, thank you, Skin. This has been another enlightening episode, especially about our 5 decades of celebrity pubic hairstyles. I'm loving that pie chart.
Andrew, where would you sit in the pie chart these days?
Right now?
Yeah, would you be landing strip, Brazilian, trimmed, or full?
Well, at the moment, somewhere between a landing strip and a Brazilian, because I just did a shoot 2 days ago. And very, very short, kind of like, you know, like a guy would have like a really close beard type,
but
shaped in kind of like a diamond almost.
Oh my God.
We have to
make a new category for that.
Nothing underneath, but a little bit on top. Yeah, kind of like a triangle diamond. I always try to make it different.
Nah, listen, you know your stuff. But anyway, well, thanks for that update. The audience is dying to know. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you for this awesome, awesome podcast. We'll talk next week.
You got it, Andrew. Take care.
This concludes another scintillating episode of the Mr. Skin Podcast. Subscribe to the Mr. Skin Podcast in iTunes and never miss a show. Thanks for listening.